Is that you?
It is me, yeah.
How's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm stuck in DC for now, but,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, so. Join us anyway.
Oh, no, absolutely.
It's been a while. How are you? How's your wife and your daughter?
Yeah, no, everyone's doing good. Everyone's doing good. I'm going to be back on Saturday, I believe. So, well, Friday, actually. So. Can't wait to be back. What about you? How's it going?
Can't complain. I got roped into coaching lacrosse now. So Mondays and Wednesdays.
Well, it's fun,
though. Good to be outside.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is it warm? Is it warm there now?
Today it is.
Yeah, it's nice today. 60s.
Yeah. Big storm.
Oh, wow.
And then this one this weekend, right?
Just a couple quick minutes
for
me introduce, or like what
we
do for work, you know?
I'm
like,
yeah.
I'm just in the dark.
Yeah.
Yummy. Hello, Yummy.
Hello.
Do you
want to
go first, Yummy?
Yeah, I will. So I'm actually, so I work out of DC, so I travel back and forth from Utah.
Okay.
But so I work for the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm a nurse by background, and I lead the healthcare operations for the VA out of our central office here in D.C., so kind of overseeing all, like, 170 facilities just as it relates to just the healthcare operations side of the house. But, so that's why I'm out here, and 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, so 2 weeks in D.C., 2 weeks in back in Utah, so that's what I'm doing.
Do you still work at the JJYS?
No, I had to drop out of that because it was a little bit too much. But I do still teach at the University of Utah, the School of Nursing. So so I do that online or sometimes in person. So
thank you.
I'm Mason. I have three kids. Actually grew up here as a teenager in Los Angeles. And then I moved away for a while, did a lot of things. I have a background in medicine. But then I kind of left it all, left working in medicine for the most part. I was writing curriculum for a company for medical students preparing for the board exams. And then I got asked to work for, actually these are like all the shirts I own now, a nonprofit called One Kind Act a Day, and now I'm their operations manager and kind of program development. So I have a lot of hustle there. And so I still do a lot of what I did before. I write a lot of curriculum, out of JJYS or in prison or with some schools, and I help develop a lot of our programs that we're running. It's a charity that just tries to spread kindness, and a lot of different areas of society. It's kind of fun, kind of unique, not something I ever thought I would end up doing, but I enjoy it, and I still work for physio a little bit, writing the medical school curriculum, and then a chance to stay on that bit.
How old are your kids?
7, 4, and 2. 7 and 8 year olds plus, so. It is kind of fun. And you?
So I'm a social worker. That's been my career. And now I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a 6-month-old. Prior to that, I was working for Salt Lake Community College as a middle school coordinator for that school social worker for a couple years, elementary school for that Davis Gabriel Health for 3 years, their prevention department. And then I was a high school counselor in Idaho for 5 years. And then my career post-grad school.
Cool. At the U?
Yeah.
What brought you back out here then, if you're in Idaho?
A friend of mine was moving and looking for a roommate, like one of my best friends since high school, and I was looking to get out of my hometown, which I love, Rigby, Idaho, but I was just looking to come back to Utah, so, and then I got the job at Davis Gabriel Health.
Here,
my husband is from Rose Park originally, but has lived in
Rose
Park for the past 19 years.
Great. Are you an MSW or LC? Is that, yeah, MSW, yeah.
Yeah. MSW license
LCSW. LCSW, yeah. LS, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's amazing. Yeah, I worked with, like, a lot of amazing social workers. I used to work at In a Mountain and in care management, so we had our social workers work in care management as well. Just really amazing set of professionals and what they do for the community. My goodness, it's I don't know what patients would do without them. So it's really great.
Thank you for all you are doing, all of you. Excited to learn from you. So thank you for sharing a little bit. I mean, Ken, you told me a little that you've been with the city for a number of years.
For a while, yeah. I've been the city manager for 7 years. And I've been with the city since 2010. My background's in urban planning, actually. I started in I was hired here because I made a promise to myself I would never be a city manager again. Because it was so horrible the last time. And
where were you, city manager?
I was in Saratoga Springs, which is great, which is great, I should say.
It's a heavy lifting job.
But I came here to work in economic development, so I had Sherry Pace's job as the community development director. The city's been so kind to me. I was very happy to be a city manager here. And it's a great community. Yeah. You should give your story.
Yeah.
I am a PhD student for I started as a stay-at-home mom for years and years and years. All my kids, my youngest is not really different. And I went back to work through circumstance. My husband lost his job during college hard times. And I started with therapy and did crossing guarding when my kids were little. It was just really part-time, whatever. And then I actually went to work for a full-time campus records. The first time, ended up in the recruiter's office in Fairfield, and was trained as the recruiter there. And then there were some things that helped me. I really moved our family to Dallas, so it was just so close and nice and good, a short little trip. But I love it. It's so good to be a part of the public process and just making the public aware of everything. Part of what we'll do tonight, educating all those people that are part of public bodies to understand the law.
Wendy's a very good city manager, I'll just say. She's been a great hire.
So that's thank you. Thank you, everyone, for sharing.
Was it Maroon Day?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. you should have worn.
This is my high school color, maroon and gold. So.
Oh, really?
Good idea. This is my fire district.
Oh, there you go.
So they gave us a shirt this year. So I wear it once in a while.
Lucky day. I know, I missed out. I was wearing a white shirt to work. Missed out. Next time.
We'll wear a kind blue next time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are you still here, Yemi?
Yeah, I just need to get off mute. Yes, I am. I'm actually, yeah. I'm walking to the bus stop, so please, I'll just be off off camera for a second. But I'm here, I'm listening, and I can participate.
Should we start then? Had we started before I got here?
No. Oh,
okay. Welcome everyone. I guess there's no citizen comment today. Then I can make a motion to approve the minutes from last time, right?
Yep.
So
anybody can?
Anybody can? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to approve the minutes from last night?
I motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Did you vote?
Okay.
Say yes.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody who wants to approve the minutes, say yes or aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks, Ben. Mm-hmm. We've got this public meetings act training. Is that this presentation here?
Class B misdemeanor, but typically the reason you would see that is if there were a violation of a closed meeting. Maybe somebody went into a closed meeting but didn't do something publicly, and somebody, you know, had a grievance about that. So that's what you would mostly see it for. But there is that. So I've got the codes. Not the fire commissioners or the city council, but
these committees have 5 citizen members, as well as staff and other people that come to it, but as far as the public body goes, it's 5. So a quorum can be definitely, so that's why it was important to establish whether or not we could even have this committee, because technically according to the definitions of OPNA, we have to have a majority to provide it. And then, this talks a little bit about the requirements for giving public notice. So, we previously agendas, the agendas have to include the date, time, and place of the meeting. That is how we give notice to the public. But those agenda items, so like all of these different things, are supposed to provide the public with reasonable specificity so they can know, ooh, I want to come because they're talking about this. And it is fun to see, you know, city council meetings kind of get more intense in these meetings. But it's fun to see all see people in the audience and say, oh, what's on the agenda tonight that you came for, you know? And a lot of them come for Hatch Park because they live right here and they'll see something and Hatch Park's on the agenda, they're coming to find out what's new, right? And so that's basically why the agenda is part of that notice.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
So the city has a feature on the website where you can sign up to get notices for agendas.
Hmm.
And so I think we have several hundred people who get notices of the city council meetings and planning commission meetings. So if we put something on there like a homeless shelter, you know, we'd get a lot of people coming to the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we put on there a new sand and gravel pit, you know, somewhere in the city, we get a lot of people. So that's kind of how sometimes people get made aware. And Hatch Park is a great example. When we put Hatch Park on the agenda, we do have people coming in. So that's a good way for the public to learn what we're doing.
Is it just signing up for like the general agenda or for specific topics?
You could sign up for any agenda for any meeting.
Yeah. So how to receive notifications, and I'm happy to even show you that, but we could go to the city's website and you sign up for notifications. So here's the notify me button right on the front page of the website. And you just click notify me, and then you go through this, put in your email address. You have to, you know, our website, the service provider, I guess,
mm-hmm.
has to validate that it's a valid email and all of those things. So there's kind of steps to the process, but essentially you go put in your email address, and then you select notify me, you sign in, and then you pick if you want an email or if you want a text, and you click on the button, you know, oh, I want to know about projects that are happening.
Hmm.
Oh, I want to know about the city electric committee. I want city alerts. And then there's public meetings down here. So there's all these different things that people can sign up for. But any time there's a public meeting, if you click this, you'll get a notification that an agenda is ready for an open house meeting. An agenda is ready for a city council meeting. I don't know if this
meeting
can be super specific. Yeah. I thought we might too, but yeah.
But lots of people sign up for city events and public meetings.
Uh-huh, city events, and the other great one, the newsletters, civic info and alerts. This would be like there's a water leak somewhere that they can send out a message. Anyway, really good way to know, and this is just one of the ways that we try to get information to people. But if they haven't signed up for the alerts, they're not part of that group, right? So the state has also a public notice website where we have those agendas. Some people, you can do the same thing. Sign up for specific things, like you can put in a keyword. Anytime the word help, I want to know who's advocating about it.
Or Northside.
Yeah, or Northside, maybe, or whatever. You know, if you have a particular topic or a particular area, that's just one of the ways that people could find out. So Sorry, we're just doing open of public meetings.
Yep, I
and
she did that. Good.
So a notice is required to be given at least 24 hours in advance. What we try to do for the communities and or public bodies is give you advanced notice. So you'll get it about a week in advance or 5 days to give you time to put any packet materials or review those draft minutes, things like that. And be prepared to come to this meeting with information. So, but for the public, you have to notice it at least 24 hours in advance. And this is one of those things that we get audited on by the state auditor's office. If we don't do it, then we're not really complying with this law. And we're required to post it in all of these places on the Utah Public Affairs website, on the city's website, and at City Hall. So we have vestibules out and then main doors and downstairs also that we post those notices. But they are there. They are there for anybody who wanted them. So these are some of the types of meetings that are allowed. We're allowed to have electronic meetings. And just for your information, you have to make online. That's what we have. And so we're conducting one of those electronic meetings today. And it can be any kind of mode. It could just be by phone, or it can be phone and video, or it could be, you know. But the city had to have passed a resolution to allow electronic meetings, which they and then that just needs to stay updated and be compliant with this law as well. But that allows us to meet for electronic meetings. There are also things known as closed meetings. And all meetings are open to the public unless they are closed. So you wouldn't ever have a closed meeting without an open meeting first. But you can meet in an open meeting and then decide to close the meeting because of a specific reason. And though gas is the most common reasons, are listed here. They propose, they knew any public body knew to close a meeting to discuss an individual's character, professional competence, and physical and mental health. You can discuss strategy sessions, discuss public bargaining. You can discuss litigation. Also, property sales or purchases are arranged by the employee to just not have but to keep the things that should be kept until you're ready to reveal to the public what is happening so that it doesn't hurt negotiations or things that you're doing. Those are the reasons why we could discuss our proposal. And then the last one is deployment of security personnel classes, which is awesome. So, and it doesn't mean you have to close a meeting if you're talking about those things, it means you can't. And you would take a vote and it would happen. You have to state the reason why, or you vote whether or not you wanted to. And it would require a 2/3 majority vote of the public body. So if your quorum is 3, really, to vote to close a meeting, you'd have to have 4 to vote for that, to be above that.
This committee probably won't.
You likely would not do it. But because physical and mental health is on there, I guess if you were concerned about them.
You could ask me to leave and then hold on.
What is collective bargaining?
This is such a good question. Oh, it's union bargaining.
Union.
Mm-hmm. If we were like negotiating health services for the police or something.
Okay.
Alright, these are things that are forbidden in the police. So you can't approve the ordinance resolution, rule, regulation, contract, or agreement with an elected official in a closed meeting. Those all have to be done. And you can't take final action. So, like I said, you have to have an open meeting to then close a meeting to talk about them, but any decision that was made or talk, the decision would have to be made back in that meeting. So the only vote that can be taken during a closed meeting is the vote to adjourn the closed meeting.
Hmm.
There is a vote for that. records office within the city, and we do keep minutes, which are what we've reviewed, the draft minutes, and also each meeting is recorded. And then there is a scheduled retention for those things. So, for instance, recordings are supposed to be kept for 3 years and available to the public. And we also put those on our website, and they're on the public website. So, minutes are also prepared, but minutes are kept for historical content for this. And we do keep both, even though the recording isn't the official record, but written minutes are the official record. And that is why we have you guys review it, approve it, make any edits or changes that we need. So these are some of the requirements for the minutes. All minutes have to be in the template, and names of all members, so public members that are present or absent. And in addition to that, they have to include all the members that were discussed, and all the names of the members, and names of the public comment, who have been included their names and the associates of what they have commented on. And all of the individuals that have been invited. Also, you as a member could say, I want this in the minutes, and then that would be done as well. No, it's really is just a summary, but if you have something specific that you want to point it out, call for that. Okay, so that was just a brief overview of these. I know some questions were asked, but if you have any questions, a lot of the changes in 2024 to the Open Public Meetings Act during their legislative session, where they changed a lot of the definitions. So, that issue, city councils in favor of some of those definition changes.
Can I just add a couple of things? And this, maybe this applies more to the city council presentation, but outside of meetings, if you two were talking about helping on this committee business, we were just encouraging not to do that a lot. You can coordinate, but if you're talking about making a decision or saying, how do you feel about doing this or that, those discussions should be in meetings. It's okay to coordinate because you're going to go to the health and wellness fair and ask each other questions, things like that. But if you're really talking about what we want to do on the committee, actions we might want to take, we should just have those discussions in meetings and not outside.
Yeah.
Council members don't ask each other, how are you going to vote on this or get from you? You know, that's a very improper thing. Other councils. You guys. And then I just wanted to say one other thing. Text messages are also, if you're texting about committee business, they could be viewed by the court. Now, they won't automatically be viewed by the court. If somebody asked through the Record Management Act of the state, which we didn't talk about, but the public has a right to ask for records, and text messages are considered records of the content is about city business. So you know, you want to be careful what you say. Like, you don't want to say, oh, you know, this committee member, I don't like them. That kind of stuff. Because, you know, I mean, you wouldn't say it because you work for one thing. The rest of us, we probably shouldn't.
I don't think anybody here would say it.
I have some snarky texts nobody's asked for.
That's actually how I first learned about this. Was actually, I've joked in the past that can teach us breaking the law sometimes. And we're having trouble with attendance with the committee. Where emails are getting out, so I was saying to the text group, and they reach people better. And they can't let us know about that. And I thought, oh, okay, well, let's be careful with our text group, make sure it's just to let people know when the meetings are happening.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about your texting.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you have logistical things, if you're just saying, you know,
yeah,
hey, I'm going to be out at the health and wellness fair, at 6:15, let's meet out there.
Or did you see that newsletter post? Did you get a chance to review it and feedback? Yeah.
No, but it's really good information to be aware of, which I had no idea before you let us know.
But when we make decisions and things, that's really good.
And I think that's the key to this whole, intent, I guess, for this.
Transparency.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah. I skipped that slide. And if the public asks for records of meetings and something is discussed in the sidebar, never during the meeting, and then well, this was never even discussed, how did they come to this decision? You know, that's what some people will try to do, is put the pieces together, right? And that's the conversation or whatever are difficult to
answer. It happens more at the council, at the council level or the planning commission level, especially if they make a decision that's very difficult. Then the public will tend to look at the record and see if they get some money or something.
That is so good. Okay, well, awesome. You have been trained. And if you do have any questions or have any, especially even related to records.
Yeah, I have a question about this one. Were there examples of meetings that would happen that were not public? Just so I have like some kind of context, was there a problem that the legislator wanted to fix, or is this just a random thing?
I can give you a really common one that we did, that we've done recently. We had to purchase some properties for the expansion of Hatch Park, and we talked about the real estate purchase contracts, specifically the value of the property and how much the council wanted to offer a property owner. And so in order to protect the confidentiality of the transaction, I first went to the council in a closed meeting, and then so they could talk about what they wanted to offer the property owner. And then at the end of the closed meeting, they came out of it and approved a purchase contract that contained the amount. And I was able to take that to the property. But we didn't want that to be public before we talked to the property owner.
Got it. Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
So it's not really super secretive. I mean, if we ever had a problem with a department head or an employee who had behaved improperly and we had to talk about it, we would go into a closed session. But we haven't had to do that before. But we could.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, hopefully it makes sense.
And I think the whole beginning of this act was to help people feel like, the government is transparent.
Yeah.
The government is transparent. And you can see that you never heard about it. So they set some rules in motion to make sure that the public is advised of the things that we have.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
So there is a text.
It's an old one.
Okay.
I'm the only one who still So we can make a new one. And it was just good. Yeah, we could help us with the sentence and make sure people are seeing the emails. Maybe we could send texts.
Thank you.
Help them make us better. We could do that.
That
one seems like they've been pretty active on there.
Thanks for
on the email chain.
Yeah.
So next we have discussion on goals and priorities of the committee.
seeing if these ones were good. See that? Yep, oh, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I can.
So, do you want to run through them?
I can run through it if you're typing something.
Yeah, I think if you just, they're all just on the left, then it looks like they're close to the top.
So.
But you have them on, you go up and see if there's something.
Oh, yeah. So. Just run through them. Promote and host no less than 2 classes a year in conjunction with Communities at Care Coalition. Keeping this right now, that there's no committee member with it, but Wendy and Chief Black.
Is Chief on today?
So I think we'll move on since they're not here. So there's the quarterly outreach with the. Is this in regard to the newsletter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sam sent out
mm-hmm.
drafts of those things. I thought that was good.
Me too.
Anybody have any change of thoughts on? Did you see the email he sent out?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. I read through them, and Jeff's comment too. I think it could be helpful to have, like, okay, and now what, right? And maybe it was leading up to that. Not just like, well, here's all the health risks.
Info.
Yeah.
That's a good
point. And then like, right, what do we do about that?
That's a great
and
suggestion.
And that's what Jeff was bringing up.
I didn't see Jeff's response to it.
Yeah, it's just part of that email.
And that's what he
well.
Said, just more actionable or more like to-dos with the information.
Yeah, he typed it into like Google AI and it generated some possible ways to...
Oh,
yeah.
Include
tips about how to reduce the risk. Because it's kind of heavy on, like, this is bad, which that's true. That's what we're educating. We're building awareness about it. But then what can we do as community members?
Oh, that's a good point.
So I agree. I was having the same thoughts as Jeff was having about it. But... valuable information. I think even something as simple as like check your weather app to see what the air quality is for that day, you know? Like, I don't know how many. I use the weather app frequently.
I am
looking, what is it today? And then sometimes even like, oh, should I be wearing sunscreen? What's the, you know, UV index?
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm getting more into the mentality as well of like, okay, what's the air quality today? So I think little things like that that are really
doable. Practical. Yeah, I like that.
So maybe there's a way. I appreciated Sam's second post more than the first one. I thought it was interesting. That second one, I'll just remind you, was he put where what the different sources of the PM2.5 really was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, automobiles, vehicles, airplanes, and trains are 48%, which I thought was interesting. But maybe there's a way to take some of that together with the links to these sources, which I think are good, and combine it with some of what Jeff said today with some practical tips. Here's what we can do. Combine those into,
right.
into an article. So.
Yes, agreed. Because he does have on here plan for suggestions
uh-huh.
for improvement, right? But
yeah.
I think if we have, like you said, just a little something
mm-hmm.
with, okay, here's the issue.
Yeah.
Now what can I do?
Which I think the background is helpful. I mean, that's just the way I think.
Yeah.
And did we decide how often these posts are going out? I can't recall. Like,
I don't think we had a solid plan.
Within the same month, right?
It was
so
maybe one per newsletter.
We talked about
and
quarterly.
Then one per quarter, and then
mm-hmm.
one newsletter that had like
and
an addendum that
a
was
whole newsletter.
Okay, yeah.
So when he's listing like multiple posts, is that happening on the same day on like Instagram or for a week? I just don't.
I thought it was
yeah.
different ideas. Like here's one idea, here's another.
Okay.
But I could have been reading that wrong. So.
No, that makes sense.
I read it totally wrong. I was looking at his newsletter.
That's why I thought that there were two like informational flips on a newsletter.
Yeah.
He gave us like two ideas, but maybe one is
Well, these are good social media.
They are, though.
Yeah. Especially when they have a link. So if they have something, you can just click on your phone from a social media post to a company wants to try to spend too much time.
So, with what we were just talking about, so since Jeff and Sam aren't here, how would we approach both of them to talk, just like tell them what we talked about here, or tell them to listen to the recording, for making some changes before they post it, or?
We can do that. We can also just have a couple of us on the staff, including Linda and Clorox, who does our posting. You know, we could work with them a little bit. If you guys think the content is close to what you want to post, we could put some things together and then share it with the whole committee and say, here's, we took some of Sam and some of Jeff, and here's a post, and let you guys look at it before we post it. Or something like that.
We can put something together in the next few weeks. So I'm happy to move this along. Thank you.
So if we change this, oh, is this the Oh, did we get editing permissions to this?
What's that?
Did we get editing permissions to it again? Wasn't Jess saying he had trouble? He could edit it.
Yeah, he was, but I thought, I asked Wendy to do that. Did you guys get any emails?
I haven't seen.
So maybe we have. I'll
get home, I can try and see if I can change anything.
Yeah, I'll follow up.
So we can make a 2025 cap. Anything else on the outreach?
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, if we need a committee member for that CTC one, I'm happy to do that with my background.
That would be great.
The CTC were, yeah. So.
That would be great. That's an area we haven't put a lot of collaboration work into.
Okay.
All of the committee members were invited to participate if they wanted, and I know the chief goes to those meetings occasionally, but we haven't had like a committee member that was consistent with that.
In fact, if you want to sit, it works a little bit
closer.
You want to just trade your stuff. Oh, I agree. Let's see there.
Would I be working with Wendy and Craig and Linda to, or would I be reaching out to, like Kirsten with the CTC, to say, hey, would I be the one, or would it be them?
If you know people there, we'd love it if you want to if you want to reach out.
I'm not going to be stepping on any of their toes then if I just move forward with it.
Nope.
Okay.
They have been the connector, because typically the extent of our collaboration has been hosting their education events and their workshops. And so Linda and Wendy coordinate the schedule. And like, when is the City Hall available, what dates can work, and then Linda will do the advertising for it.
Okay.
But neither of them are attending the meetings either.
Got it.
So they're doing more logistics and coordination.
Okay. All we really done was put that.
Yeah. I know they have a meeting this Thursday, so I'll kind of
get that. Would be great. Then and then if you just always come back and like report back.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
This one,
I think that's moving trails as well.
Just that was for him. But we kind of discussed them taking ownership of the process coordinating to support. Maybe like subcommittee kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. What about use of the Strava app? Is that something that you feel like they're going to pick up and take on, or is that going to?
I brought up the Strava app. They all were.
Oh, great. Okay, so they're into it.
I'm sure.
Great.
All the mountain bikers, and yeah, they're all. It's the,
great.
think if we just remind them. And I don't know how to, I have a group. I wonder if I can transfer.
That one, so that health department one, I think probably you should, I mean, we can check with Jeff and see what you need, but, you know, I've talked to them a couple of times.
It might come to nothing.
I just don't think they're prepared to do anything on that quite yet. I think the city will also get a lot more serious about this one in the future in phase two of Match Park when we build the community center. Because the idea is to have a health department satellite
really
office. So
I need to mention please. City Council Health Department.
Well, I haven't mentioned that, but I mean when we talked to you about the community center and I made the suggestion that we do some outreach to county agencies and the health department especially. See if there's a way to put a presence in that building.
That'd be cool.
For the health department, not the school. So, we don't have a date. Doing cert training and everything. I talked to the fire chief a few months ago, and they're willing to do cert training and training people.
So it is the best for them all from the city?
I think so. Last time we did cert training was years ago. There wasn't a lot of interest. I'm not sure why.
I know Bountiful does it a lot. How big they
are. I don't know.
I don't know if that's meaning that they're in the training, but I know they have this extensive network of people that are trained. And I don't know how many folks are trained.
This would be kind of one of these spotlights.
No, this is an off year, but I would like to review the wellness survey in one of our meetings. Could we get a printed copy of what's on the website for the wellness? Because it's got really good information, but it's not very user-friendly, unless you want to sit down and, like, click and click and click and click and click and read on your computer. They might, from the website, have just a, here's a printable report. Like, I think they brought us one for City Council. In fact, maybe I should just check my email. See if it's in there. But I would love to give that to all of us and have a printed copy, just like we have the county one, and just say like, hey, but this is what our residents said they prioritize and where do we see those crossovers.
So that maybe that could be an agenda item for the
Maybe for the next 2 months, if we hand it out next month, we can introduce the idea and like how those could combine, and then have another month to let people review it and come back with any topic. But I would love that to be something that we kind of know the results of that inside and out, and to really draw connections between this is what mattered and this is what we're doing.
Keep it at the front of our minds, and driving our decisions.
Yeah.
So I think we're on a different it's probably a potential resolution or maybe an ordinance change to the city ordinance.
And it's a consideration for the new city Democrat that we've been
the city board
That's an agenda item for today. I think that we likely have that kind of information in the county, from the county. So as we continue to partner more with them, I think we can utilize the resources that have already been put together. Yeah, great.
Yeah, I think this one, the idea was that we put something on the website.
Say last time you were city council?
Because if so, it would not be a good idea.
Yeah, it's really, this is really maybe once a year for 10 minutes going to a community meeting and talking to them.
Make sure they're
coordinating. That's really all it is. You know. So, it's really not too difficult. I think the golf committee is that easy. I think the arts committee is finding its way. And the thing that we've been talking about amongst ourselves and the staff is content of murals, and so if we end up doing a robust mural program, it could include health themes, so themes related to healthy lifestyle, which I know is a stretch to talk about, because we don't really have a mural program.
I'd love to be a part of the arts, and I'm happy to cover golf too if we need.
Yeah, and I go to the golf communities if you want to give some staff assignments. I can just be a good candidate at the golf because I'm there most of the time.
Okay. times, we're almost there. I was at the book this last week.
Wasn't that great?
The most exciting. So I read about events, but the events that were a while. So we're more excited about Texas.
I want to remember what day that was. I was just looking at
very spring. The book thing?
No, the Wellness Fair, the day in August. August 7th.
Mason, you're on the events committee as well. Is that what you're doing?
No, I was just
volunteering.
Yeah, volunteering for the book. I got moved around all over the place. For a while, I was talking about the events. I was trying really hit hard for the health and wellness. Mm-hmm. Gives me more excited about the kindness.
I see.
All right. Is it okay? So if we get permission to change this, if I go in with the tab,
it'll be on the Dropbox. So, yeah, we'll take these changes you've made here and save it. And, yeah, thank you. You're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Matt. Maybe a couple more. Yeah. Cool. No, I think that's good.
Good.
There is no updated data. And it might take a while. I don't know. I'm a little surprised because I know they would have had the information fairly quickly, and it's not a number that needs a lot of analysis. So I'm surprised, but I haven't seen it out for any city or any county. So we'll see.
It probably got tripped up in the legislative session.
That makes sense.
Because it happened right after.
Yeah. Let's leave it on for next month. Okay.
So then, evaluate how to promote Ladies of Charity or Seneca Hope Fair. They like to be called Seneca Hope, right?
Yes. That's the newer name and preferred name. So this summer, the city is changing the way that they do food trucks. So instead of having food trucks every Monday night, they are about once a month. There are six food trucks for the whole summer. That is something I think we should invite the Center for Hope to have a booth there, and they can go. I would like for them to be able to staff the booth if they're able, and if they're not, then we can say, hey, what are the days that, like, what might be our contribution? Or maybe that's a day that they just miss and they don't end up coming to all of the sessions. So one of the questions would be, do we want to charge them the city vendor fee to have a booth at the food truck and the vendor fair? And do we need to? Like, what?
We don't need to, and I don't think we should.
Okay, great. I agree with that as well.
It'll be a city sponsor.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's one way, is to invite them to all of those food truck nights, and they can both recruit people that might need that type of help, as well as solicit donations for it.
What kind of help do they provide?
Direct food work.
Okay.
So they have specific days that they're open, and then when their clients come, they leave with groceries.
Okay.
And yeah. Clothes, sometimes clothes.
Yeah, most of them will, like, shop.
Or thrift store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is one night I wanted to talk about with this group. So August 4th is a Monday, and it's a food truck night. And then that Thursday, August 7th, is the Wellness Fair. And the Wellness Fair really is in our group. Would we like to build up the Wellness Fair so it has more food trucks? Like, there's always Lee's Market does hot dogs. That really, I think, is probably sufficient. But I would like to invite the admins from the local schools to come to either that August 4th food truck or the Wellness Fair on August 7th. And so, like, Mueller Park Junior High has a booth, and Foxborough Elementary has a booth, and Orchard Elementary has a booth. So, like, kids can come around and just, like, meet the admins from their school. I'm not sure which of those 2 days would be, I wouldn't say both of those, like the back to school night.
So I know without anyone to spare the past, they've been doing like hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the PD does hot dogs.
Do they pay for those?
These donuts.
That's what I thought. That's a great collaboration.
I know that's a big draw for the kids.
Yeah. So maybe at the wellness fair?
Yeah.
Do you think having the schools at the wellness fair is appropriate fit for the event?
That's perfectly in line.
Okay.
Community building, education, all that.
Okay.
I think it's perfect fit. And a really good opportunity for
Yeah.
It's a strong protective factor, right? Connection
mm-hmm.
with your school.
Mm-hmm. And anti-crime factor, connection to the community and the schools.
That's a great idea.
Okay, so that would be August 7th. And I will extend those invitations to the school admin.
Thanks for doing that.
So, I love it. I love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For the lady or the Center for Hope, so it's the food truck night. But I was thinking after the fact, there are all these tables for the Hope Club. That would have been a nice one to have a table at. Is the events committee aware of the Center for Hope food?
That's a good question. I doubt it because it's a brand new community.
Yeah.
So
Tammy knows about it. She's the council member that's assigned there. But it won't have been something they've ever discussed because they've not met together as a group before. They're brand new.
But that might be something that Sam could share with them when he visits them.
I'm planning on going to their first meeting to talk about the transition of the Unity in the Community event.
Right.
And I can also say we're...
Because they could pick any of their events.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could do a food drive during the Pride Festival. You could have people bring a can of food and get a free cut. You know, any of those events could include something. If we have a fall event, you could include bringing coats for people. You know, donate to something.
Mm-hmm.
We did some at City Hall last fall. I guess.
We collected
cans and we collected the clothing.
Had it during it started with the Christmas.
Yeah.
The box went out.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, I will do that, and then let's keep that on the agenda for next month, and then I will be able to report back on what is said. I think if I remember, the events committee meets the 4th. Something. I wrote it down in my city council notes, which is why I'm actually putting these notes in my phone so that I don't have to worry that I have my written notes when I go to that meeting.
Keep going, yes, maybe.
It's not on the events committee roster.
Is it on there?
Mm-mm. You know where it might be? On the North Salt Lake City website because they have to notice for these meetings.
Oh, <come on. laughs>
So what we talked about then is opportunities for them to get outreach and connect, recruit, you know, clients, opportunities for some donations, and then a larger donation drive at a city event. Mm-hmm.
So I know that the city council is great on this most practice. I don't know if I'm going to actually help.
The city council does a volunteer project once per month, distributing food from the Bountiful Food Pantry. I'm not sure they would want to disconnect that. Yeah. They may potentially do both. It would have to be another day, right? Because Center for Planning on Tuesday. but I think that that's such a valuable resource and it really does directly serve people in our city. Like, they meet on site, usually at an apartment complex, and then they just hand out food, which I think is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to replace that, but adding on to it as an option.
I know they're pretty, not strictly, but you know, it's good.
Yes, but I do think we should see if there's anyone who wants to go to the summit.
Yeah.
You're going to be there, right?
I'll be there.
Do you want to count as our representative there?
Sure, I can.
Are you interested in going? It's Friday, April 11th, and it's all day.
Yes, I am. I just need to confirm my husband if he can take the day off, because I don't have anyone else to watch.
Sure.
Of course, daughter, unless, like, I can bring her.
Absolutely bring her. Absolutely. It's like a conference. You'll have her with you, and that's not a problem.
I'd have to, like, duck out maybe to put her to sleep and then come back in, if that's okay. I mean, I don't know.
I think that's not a problem.
Because I would love to be there. I don't, just because of you and the city,
yeah.
I'm looking up. I want to learn more about it. But
that would be fantastic.
I'm not charging the invite. So did anybody in the city get invites?
I did. Let me see. Mine went to just me. And I don't know if there were direct emails sent to other.
I got an email.
Okay. So I will.
Yeah, if I can bring my daughter, that'd be great.
Then I assume we have, on the religious panel, Rabbi Spector have a family release and got his baby.
Sweet. That's good. Good wraparound care.
Yeah. But it was, it'll be pretty good this year. It starts at 3:30 for, you know, anybody and stuff. But like I said earlier, I think Dr. E was the telephone in our business school about pluralism in our democracy and religion. And Dr. Randall, Dr. Reese are going to share the stage and talk about the rival that we
mm-hmm.
hope the government should talk about this to do better. David King, Atlanta, and their service. Sean Callahan. Sharon Eubanks, we're going to talk about, charitable efforts and collaboration with groups.
Mm-hmm.
These, Sean Callahan is in charge of Catholic Relief Services worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and Sharon Eubanks is at U.S.
Okay. David Payne, Eva Patel, Taylor Randall, Shane Reese, Sean Callahan, Shane Bank, Floyd Matheson.
Floyd's interesting. So like I said, I got them all.
Mm-hmm. You did good?
So yeah. Now in choir school's going to sing. Oh, yeah. Now in choir school's going to sing.
That's
really
worth saying. That's worth going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's 8:30 to... Do I just sign up on my own?
So I'll send an email to all the community members.
Okay.
That was the link to it.
And then if they just reach out, and then I'll let whoever's running the bikes like Adam.
I just emailed Curtis back and just said, hey, we have some community that would love to go. If that's okay. So, but carry on with what you're doing as well. But they now, knows.
It looks like the 25th of March is the first event. So maybe the
okay. Fourth Tuesday. Great. So that I will be at that one. Let's put it in my phone. I'm gonna raise it on my notes.
But for the rest of the One Kind Act today, I had a report for some of the city efforts, and then I was gonna finish some stuff with some of the schools. But the young lady works with me, and she does a lot of school efforts. On spring break. So we can get back to next month. I want to get all the information about what's going on in the schools. So if we leave that on the next month, I'll have it.
I'm putting you on the agenda. Sorry.
I thought this one.
Great. Oh, on events?
For
perfect.
Events.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What time did that meeting start?
6 at Public Works.
When is the...
I think they met for the first time, like, last week.
Okay. When is the meeting usually? The first...
Would that be like this first
assignment? Do you have ideas for most of that?
Or do we want to go to more of that?
So it looks like that, sorry, it looks like they're the second Tuesday of the month. So their meeting is tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, that's going to be such a great group.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The people in that group are really fantastic. And they're all passionate about it. Really passionate.
Is it their first meeting?
Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock.
Oh, really? It's not half the rest of the day. 6 o'clock. Not really.
Okay, let me know. And I can put them in the
because noticing.
That's right.
There is, they will have a similar thing like that. We do though, yeah, citizen comment or like business, committee member business, where there's an open portion. So if you don't get on the agenda, it will be used. So. Great.
Coordination.
Yeah. So with review ideas for the newsletter or social media, Sam did this review and then I think we have a really good next step with Linda kind of reviewing that and kind of what that might look like as it goes out to the public. Do we want to then come up with the idea and the assignment for the next one? Who's next after Sam? I think we only went one out.
We're doing one a quarter, or,
sure.
Right? Is that what we're talking about? Social media posts once a quarter?
Yeah, that's what we said. But the social media posts and the newsletter, I think, are a little bit different.
I thought, and I could be recalling this incorrectly, that we had thought maybe doing social media posts, maybe not one or two, and putting those together, and newsletter.
Yes.
That one was?
Yes.
Does that make sense then when the same created our two social media posts?
Yes.
For the month of...
I will be able.
Okay.
And what I would like to do as the topic, if it's okay, is just two highlights from the wellness survey. I would like to know people in North Salt Lake said this matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll format it kind of like Sam did. I thought that was really helpful. And then if it's okay, then we turn that over to Linda to like make it a little bit more palatable.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to be able to send send it to the community.
Yeah.
I would like to take May, Mental Health Awareness Month, so I'm happy to do some mental health related ones. And is the goal, like, how many posts? We don't...
One or two.
Okay.
Yeah. Even one's fine, because I think what happens is if we post too much, it sort of gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great topic for me. And if you have, even if we just piggybacked off of something that CTC might hold to be able to help partner,
right.
we can boost the cost too.
Yep.
Someone's already doing something.
Okay.
I want to do that, and I would like to add it to next month. And I had kind of thought we would do like a round table to keep picking up topics, but I would love if Sam and Jeff are there. And also for next month, I'll just prepare like a list. I've got like a high level overview of what it is to start the conversation going, but maybe just kind of have that on a to-do to review that. And everybody should have gotten a copy now, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I'd be okay to read it.
I did. I forgot. I had a daylight savings situation today. Which is like, there is no excuse, but I was in my car when you texted me out delivering Girl Scout cookies all up here.
Girl Scout.
What? Yes. And my phone on my car still has yesterday's time.
Oh,
so
shoot.
When you texted me, I'm like, oh, don't worry, you're not even. Oh. And so I just had my husband drop me off, like, I gotta go right now, go. Yeah, sorry about that.
And then feedback from the committees, it sounds like that was fun.
Yeah, just keep that on there for the update.
So if I wanted to go, just let you know.
Just let me know. In fact, I have the agenda. If you want to just let me know now.
Oh, Lisa, you were mentioning January, February meeting to get us on the email list from ISA. Yes.
I
sent that to her. And I sent everybody in the committee. They don't send a ton of emails, so I would say
okay.
Double check with them, make sure that we're all added in there.
Okay.
I probably get an email from the group maybe once a month, so it probably would happen.
You just mentioned it before I was officially put on, so I didn't know if
I
got added.
I deleted your email.
Okay.
Yes, thanks. I did.
Putting it out there in the universe. Thank you. I'm a committee member.
I'm so glad you are.
Thanks.
That's right here.
Are any of the meeting out there?
Yeah. Events committee meets out there.
That's the only one.
So who's going to
Is it the Parks and Rec committee and kind of events at the beginning? So I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily. It was with the Parks Department, so they're meeting out at the Parks Department, basically. You go to spaces in the city? Yeah. Yes. One question that I had somebody send to me is federal funds coming in post a settlement for the opioid epidemic. Okay, there was an article written in KSL in February about how most counties have not spent any of this money that is available. And the number one reason is that they do not have plans for how to spend that money. And so basically there's a pot of money sitting there that could potentially be spent if we have a strategy. Davis has spent zero of its available money. And most counties, I guess Grand County has spent two-thirds of it, Garfield County, like some of the smaller counties have, or not smaller, more rural, not smaller, but more rural counties have spent some. So this would actually, if you are going to go to the TC meeting, that would actually be a great question to ask. I will forward this article to you and just say, hey, this group is probably who should be developing some type of opioid intervention program. Is there anything in the works? Could we contribute to anything that's happening? But I would hate to see that money fall so quick.
And with the CTC, the only thing that might keep them from it is what their focus is, what is really popping up as risk factors from the SHARP survey.
Yeah.
And I don't think amongst youth, opioid use is one of their top priorities. But I hear you.
I do wonder, Sammy, we could make an argument for a pipeline issue.
Sure.
Like if we're doing generalized substance abuse prevention, I do think there's an argument to be made there. I will also go through the county's community health improvement plan. There may be something in there. I have not read the whole thing, I will be honest.
Yeah.
That also talks about that. So I will investigate like a plan level if there is a plan, and if you ask him to CTC, and then we can talk about that. Awesome. That would be great.
Are there restrictions on what we're using money for?
pretty sure, 100% sure. Yeah, it would have to be directly related to treatment or prevention for drug use. Maybe directly to opioid use, I don't know for sure, but directly related to substance use. All right, also in the city council, this is just from my perspective on this council, maybe as a city council. One thing we have talked about, especially early on in our Hatch Park planning meetings, we talked about like the purposes of public space and what our public space is supposed to do for the people in our city. And I really appreciated those conversations. One concept that came up in those conversations was the community living room, that the parks are like a place where you can sit down with a friend and have a chat, and I really like that. Other research that's related to that talks about a concept called the third place. Have you heard of this? So it talks about how in past society and culture, people were a little bit more connected to each other in general, and they would have their home place, they would have their workplace, and then they would have a third place. Mm-hmm. Often the third place was their church, it could be their school, it could be a variety of different things. And that post-pandemic, people have lost a lot of those connections to the third place, but also a lot of the social connections that they had in their second place, which is their jobs, and so many people are now working remote. So when I think about the role of this committee, Health and Wellness, in the city, I would love for us to keep thinking about that concept of, like, I think we serve citizens well, we serve our consideration for health and wellness when we think about how are we supporting citizens connecting to each other, and do we create their places for them, whether it's parks, whether it's events. I think that the NSL Youth event is a great example of what felt like a third place. But there were kids from different schools, they were seeing friends that they knew from school, but they're here at the city with a larger group, adults and children together. I think that's a great example of what those kinds of third place experiences would be like. So that's just an idea I wanted to bring up as we continue to focus down on what we do here, is thinking about health and wellness for the city. I think it means places where they can connect, and I like that we're doing that. We continue to.
So that's the county goal, right? Is connection. I mean, with the CHIP, right?
Yep.
For 2020. I mean, for this
that's year. That's exactly it. Yes. So. And I love it. That's all that I have for city council. Ken, do you have anything that I can?
I don't think that I have anything.
Are we involved directly with the food drive this Saturday? Or is that the Youth City Council? Or maybe not at all?
I don't know about the food drive. We just have that up for
that. No, the food pantry's food drive. There's
no
a drop off at Lee's, so.
No,
I don't think
the city's involved.
Okay. That's just.
I could be wrong, but I'll check and see.
That's great.
If the YCC is involved.
They might be. They're really involved with that.
I would be surprised
when
they're all involved.
Me too.
That.
Okay.
Great. So it's a drop-off at least?
They have, I think it's 7 locations across the county. And just their annual food pantry. And it's happening from, like, Lee's is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. But all the other locations are 9 to 11 this Saturday.
That's interesting. What are the other locations?
It looks like, they're just the Bountiful Food Pantry themselves and then different addresses.
Okay.
Centerville, Farmington, Chaseville, Clearfield, Clinton.
Today, I mean, this Saturday is cookie booths for Girl Scouts, just so you know.
Oh,
they're
really?
Going to be at all the grocery stores.
Nice
so
timing.
If all the drop-offs are at grocery stores, they're going to be there with the Girl Scouts.
That's smart.
For Girl Scouts.
Do you have anything, Yemi?
Sorry, what did you say?
Just any extra business or anything else you want to add?
Oh, no, I think I'm good. So the food drive is this Saturday. I know it's not by by the, it's not a city council thing, but it's, is it a city event? I missed that part. It's not, okay.
No. It's with the Bountiful Food Pantry. They're sponsored.
Oh, okay.
I just wasn't sure if we had involvement with that food access. Okay.
We may have done a post on it, and I'll talk to them about it. It's a good thing for them.
Do you want this?
Oh,
yeah, I mean, I came in late,
my husband needed a
but,
copy
and I think
for, like,
that you may have talked about this, but I am in circles and have heard about your new appointment, which is exciting for you, in D.C.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yes.
Is that creating a problem for the committee? Are you planning on staying as part of the committee? Are you moving?
Yeah, so I'm still doing the 2 weeks in, it's just that, so I'm doing 2 weeks in D.C., 2 weeks in Utah.
Wow.
So it all depends on when those 2 weeks align with this meeting. So it's just back and forth for me. I think we're still trying to decide if we're going to just, you know, go to DC full time, but it's still up in the air. We're probably going to make a decision in about the next few weeks, maybe a month from now. But it's, we're discussing that. And if I have to move to DC, then obviously that would be an issue. Being able to continue, but yeah, as of today, I'm actually going to be back in Utah this Friday. So
great.
It's just 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out, kind of thing.
Well, congratulations! I had heard that you were stepping down from one of your other appointments, and was wondering if that would happen here. So we're glad to have you as long as it works, and also we understand when life changes.
No, absolutely. Yeah, as of today, I can still do it, but if we do decide, which we'll probably make a decision in the next 3 weeks or so, then obviously that would, it just wouldn't work, obviously, but yeah, so far so good, still here.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I've learned how to eat, I now love airport food, by the way. It's
motion? Is that
that's all
I say?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn actually doesn't need a second or a vote.
Great.
It's a freestanding.
You can actually say, you can adjourn the meeting if you want.
Okay. Yeah.
You can say, if everyone's in agreement, I'll adjourn.
Adam gets a vote.
Yes.
Thanks for coming, Yemi.
Thanks, Yemi. Congrats again.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a safe trip.
All right, you too, guys. Yeah, have a great night. Okay, bye now.
Can I have a question?
Yes.
The next time that I'm in charge of the thought at City Council is May 20th, which is the last week of school. I would love to invite every council member or graduating seniors to come and do the budget review.
Okay.
Is that the time? Just want to make sure that's okay.
Yeah. Tammy's over there.
Yeah, she is.
But yes, it's okay. Should we?
Let her know, yeah. I will do that. And then I asked Audrey how she thought was the best way for me to invite them. No, I'm people, they don't know super well, so I'm not sure that I should text them or call them directly. And she said a printed invitation would be best.
Yeah.
So I wanted to not create anything printed like
sure.
that until the city knew
yeah,
that
I
was
think
doing that.
And they're here every Tuesday night if you want to be dropped in.
Yeah, that's true.
In this room at 6 o'clock.
I'll just bring it with me, yeah. She sent me the names of those ones, so I can have it addressed to them. Okay, great. So I'll plan on doing that and then just kind of like recognize them and then maybe read a quote or something about the next thing that they're doing.
And I imagine Tammy's been on the ranking before.
We've never done that before. That I've seen.
Oh,
no, that's not true. We did. We did.
Scholarships.
But it's for the outgoing leadership. It's not necessarily for the
seniors.
Yeah,
so,
check
with where, when that is, I can't.
It's usually when they sign in the new group.
Yeah, it's in the fall.
Which happens, at the start of the school year. When I asked Audrey about it, she did not indicate there was any, that's right at the same time as doing this.
I've lost track of real life since I have young children. I have grandchildren. I lose track of time all the time.
What month is it? It's almost prom season.
I don't care.
You know what?
How's that?
I don't either.
It doesn't cost me anything either.
There you go.
Okay. I think you should read Dr. Seuss's All the Places You'll Go as your thought.
Thank you. I love that book. It's really cute.
My daughter's 6 months, right? And we have this whole Dr. Seuss collection. Like, these books are really long.
They
too
are
long for 6 months.
They are long. Do you know what is the best one, though?
What?
Brown Bear?
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown can move.
Mr. Brown can move.
Can you?
Oh,
I can do it.
So
yes. The whole, it's so good.
That's a Dr.
It goes
Seuss
fast.
One, yeah.
It's a Dr. Seuss
so
one. It goes fast, and it's funny. And, like,
the Dr. Seuss board books are usually couple pages shorter than the big ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
if you get the small ones, the small hard ones,
yes.
uh-huh.
they're condensed, fewer pages. And all my grandkids love Go Dogs Go.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good
one.
My favorite one.
Thank
that
you.
That's a good one.
Pro tips, everyone. This will be our end of meetings. Tell me all your parenting tips.
When you have Go Dogs Go, you get the bark.
Yeah.
That's what Mr. Brown can move.
Can buzz like a bee. Can you
buzz?
Yeah.
You sound like a horse.
Sound like the rain.
Dibble, 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 dop.
Thank you.
I've read it quite a lot of times.
Me too.
Well, thank you. Sorry I was late.
No problem.
Do you need a ride? You said someone dropped you off.
Coming back. He did drop you off.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm happy to.
Thanks, Nicole.
Yes, thank you.
It's nice to get you.
Same.
Take my time.
Finish up whatever you're doing. Mason sent out the FYI about the people stuff to those two, so it's done. I don't think he did.